Good morning. Sir Philip Lynch last night put out a statement expressing full support for Mr. Fraser. The statement came out after a day of speculation about the likelihood of a challenge to Mr. Fraser's leadership of the Liberal Party by Mr. Peacock. Sir Philip said the statement was made with the full knowledge and concurrence of all Liberal ministers. He said it was ludicrous to suggest that he'd been trying to distance himself from the Prime Minister. That statement was issued after a series of meetings involving Liberal ministers. The opposition in Tasmania says it will press ahead with its plans to oust the government tomorrow. This is despite fears that the ensuing election will see a repeat of the electoral spending crisis, which arose out of the 1979 state election. Under the Tasmanian Electoral Act, a candidate's spending must be limited to $1,500. The crisis in 1979 arose when a defeated Labour candidate challenged another candidate for overspending. The incident had a spate of petitions and counter-petitions and eventually involved all 35 members of the House of Assembly. It was only resolved in a special by-election following a protracted Supreme Court case. President Brezhnev has launched what appears to be a new initiative to restore good relations between the Soviet Union and China. In a dispatch carried by the Soviet news agency TASS, Mr. Brezhnev said the Soviet Union did not pose any threat to China and wanted to reopen the border talks that broke down in 1979. The American space shuttle Columbia has run into some problems. A half turn that it was to make in order to point its nose to the sun was postponed after a valve in the door to the cargo hold started to malfunction. The leader of the new junta in the Central American nation of Guatemala has made his first address on radio and television. General Rios Montt, who took power in an apparently bloodless coup yesterday, pledged to guarantee peace and security and called on leftist guerrillas to lay down their arms. New Zealand scientists have reported that France has exploded another nuclear device at Mururoa Atoll in the South Pacific. The Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in Wellington said a 15-kiloton bomb was exploded early Sunday morning. It brings to 48 the number of recorded underground explosions since France began underground testing in 1975. And that was the news in brief. We'll have more news at 5:30 with Graham Connolly. By the way, one item there.
3 minutes past five.
So I quite agree with. President Brezhnev has launched what appears to be a new initiative. You can't have a new initiative. To initiate something is to do something new. But I read what the newsroom gave us because otherwise they get upset. I just want to know that I don't always agree with the way it's phrased because I like to be correct and fairly wonderful. Good morning, 5:03.
This world can prove demanding and moves in ways beyond my understanding. Good friends with theories that will just confuse ya. Though they mean well, make no mistake. For goodness sake, so many people crying, something's missing. We try to help them, but they just won't listen. Sometimes the truth can be a rocky road to take. We do our best for goodness sake. Life is a living lesson. Love is how it's taught. Mastering the art of give and take. Doing and undoing someone else's rights and wrongs. Sometimes sleeping in a bed we didn't make. For goodness sake, if we can change, let's do it now or never. This kind of madness can't go on forever. Sometimes the truth can be a rocky road to take. We do our best for goodness sake. Sometimes sleeping in a bed we didn't make.
Paul Williams, a new initiative there. I suppose you could have a new initiative. I suppose. Just silly language, isn't it? 5:06, Mrs. Tubio. Good morning. It's Thursday here. I'll just turn the calendar over. Not on its bottom. I mean, turn the piece of paper over. And a word here from the James Thurber, who writes, "He who hesitates is sometimes saved." How true. How true. Well done, Thurby baby.
Well, here again.
Yes. We've both lived for yet another day. Well, a minimum of one of us has lived for another day.
Yes.
So I can safely say that because if you're listening to me, then one of us is alive. I'm not too sure about this end. I can't get too complacent about life. I think it's all a dream. The reality is yet to come. It's hard to prove otherwise. That's it then. Can we go now, can we? Why not? Let's go. Go and hop in the car and whiz down to Kangaroo Valley. Very pretty. Pretty in autumn. Yes, I'd like to do that. Or we could always whiz round to Lake's Entrance. That'd be nice. Or... that's about it, isn't it? I can't think of anywhere else to go. I'll think about it. It's 5:08. Nothing much happening here. New carpet. Same old staff. STAFF. Shame, isn't it? Perhaps we replace the staff and not the carpet. I'd be happier. Then I wouldn't be here. I'd be in bed somewhere asleep. Or not. And here to sum up the whole thing. They should have played this when they released the Dix report, shouldn't they? Diana Ross, the theme from the Dix report. And only she could sing it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ross. 11:05. 2 p.m. Semi-conscious today for some reason. Didn't sleep too well last night. Which is none of your business, of course. No. But I didn't. I kept waking. But the one joy about waking up when you're on shift work is you go back to sleep. That's the joy. You look at the clock and think, ah! And little sleepy poos again. It was pleasant. Eventually. Because I got to sleep about 5 minutes before I had to wake up. Strange, isn't it? It's 5:12. It does appear to be raining. No forecast as yet. But it certainly does look like rain this morning. A slight thunderstorm yesterday afternoon. Removing countless numbers of mothers-in-law from the top of church buildings. Holding umbrellas. A little lead from their foot to the ground. I could think it's almost planned, couldn't you? 5:12. And this is 2 p.m. And probably 2 CR. And who knows where else. This little rural people realizing they're really not needed. Funny about that. Sleep in. It's 5:12. The group is called, well, I'm not sure which it is. It's Renaissance and Northern Lights. Now, I don't know whether the group is Northern Lights or what. I mean, you can't tell nowadays. We'll never know. You realize that? We'll never know. Will we worry? No, we won't. Well, I certainly won't. And Tony's coming in wearing his sort of bone-colored outfit today. You know, having lunch today, aren't we? Isn't that nice? And you're paying. That's even nicer still. 5:13. Oh, the day's brightening up already.
Thank you.
Michelle was played by the Paul Morier Orchestra, and it's 5:18.
When you lose the one you love, the only thing you need, shoulders to cry on, sleeves to dry your eyes.
6 hours later, the risk of thunderstorms. You see, the word risk is incorrect there, isn't it? Don't you think that? Is that the right word to use, the risk of thunder? Shouldn't possibility be right? Risk implies as though you don't want them, doesn't it? You know, in this context. Does it not? You might want them. Get all the members of the CWA sitting on the eaves of the local church, holding umbrellas and singing Auld Lang Syne. The last thing you want is not to have a thunderstorm. To say nothing of the verger.
There wasn't a verger amongst them.
The risk of thunderstorms. Southeast to northeast winds, moderate to fresh at times on the coast. That was one of Tony's scripts. It was good, wasn't it? Dry in the west, half, with mild to warm southeast winds and lengthy sunny periods. Seas mainly slight on a low to moderate swell. Big at 21. 21 today. Now you've got the key to the door. Cooma, Katoomba, Bathurst and Orange, 15. Nara and Wollongong, 22. Gosford, Newcastle, 23, and Kempsey, 28. And I got a little card from Mrs. G. He's still alive and well at Woy Woy.
Ah, yes. Woy Woy, opposite the island that's full of all these little houses. Hello, Mrs. G. Yes, it's a strain, isn't it?
I'll tell you a funny story about Mrs. G's driveway one day. In fact, I will. Well, I went, it's safe. I'll tell Tony under plain wrapper. Very funny. Put it in the humorous department. Tick. Maximum for... Oh, I haven't given the Metropolitan. This is fairly long weather forecast, isn't it? Rain periods. Is it raining on your way, Mr. Tony? It was. You had your wiper going. Apparently it was installed on the inside. Is that right? That Irish mechanic you've got? He said that the rubber would last longer? Metropolitan area, rain periods easing to showers later in the day. The chance of a thunderstorm, you see? Moderate to fresh southwest to southeast winds tending northeast in the afternoon. Seas mainly slight on a low to moderate swell. 22 for Sydney, Liverpool 23. And in brief, rain periods easing to showers later. The risk of a storm. Sun rises at 7:01 and sets at 7 tonight. 16 degrees at the moment. Winds from the west at 10... And it's 5:21, with the risk of a record.
Get the story with all the trimmings and all the trappings. And sometimes we even hear it before it happens. On the coconut wireless. On the coconut wireless. Hear that crab at the bottom. Ages before the telephone evolved, we had the problem solved. Our great inventor used no wires. He didn't own a pair of pliers, but he used his coconut. Every day he'd drop to his little workshop in the shade of the coconut tree. And he'd go bang, bang, till he got the hang, for a great inventor was he. The natives on the network need picture tubes to make their set work well. They get reception swell. On the coconut wireless. On the coconut wireless.
We get the story with all the trimmings and all the trappings. And sometimes we on the coconut wireless. Hear that rap and the dat. Just listen to that. They're having a chat. They're chewing the fat. They just yakety yak, yakety yak.
HR Singers and the Coconut Wireless, 25 minutes past five. Hello to Dave of down at Melbourne. I wonder if Dave says things like balcony instead of balcony. In fact, I was out at Orange the other day at CBN8. Hello, lads. And they were putting together an ad. And you've heard of Sellies, haven't you? I mean, hardly likely to construe that as a commercial. S-E-L-L-E-Y-S. This little person was saying Sellies. And I looked, I said, excuse me, none of my business. Do you notice he's saying Sally's? Oh. I said, I bet you he's a boring little Victorian. Oh. Sally's? You know how you'd get him to say Sally's, wouldn't you? He's to write Sally's. Then he'd say Sally's. Aren't they stupid? Anyway, Dave doesn't speak like that. Dave just sits up at, 25 past four and records things. This, of course, contravenes the Act, Dave, and we'll be writing to you care of whatever Channel 2 is in Melbourne. Does contravene the Act. Mechanical copyright and copyright. That's it, then. That's how we rationalise staff. We catch them at it. Good on you, Dave. He's probably now saying things like, oh, I do say that. How silly. Oh. When I started in radio a couple of years ago, the first experience I had of this weird Victoriana was I was in a place called Albany in Western Australia, which is one of the prettiest places around that area of town, anyway. And a woman rang up because this bloke read a news item. She said she wasn't an elderly lady. What he'd said was Albany, not Albany, but Elbany, E-L. You're Victorian. Aren't they weird, Tony? Why don't you put up a Victorian-proof fence around it?
Go on, get out!
Maybe little feet would be underneath trying to dig their way.
Go on!
Be nice, wouldn't it? There's not really much there, is there? What have they got? Tell me. They've got Puffing Billy. What else? What? Who? Malcolm Fraser. Now, he's sometimes in Canberra. He's got a key to the fence. What else have they got in Melbourne? Come on. What else? Captain Cook's Cottage, something? Oh, yes, it's been over-renovated, of course. Cool, what else? It's not easy, is it? The Dandenongs.
Puffing Billy.
Well, I mentioned Puffy Billy, yes. The Dandenong sounds almost indecent, doesn't it?
West Coast.
Oh, the West Coast, yes, that's right. They finished, they didn't? It's really very difficult, isn't it? I mean, you could go through city, but I mean, look at Perth. What's Perth got?
King's Park.
But hardly anything. Swan. Have you seen the Swan River? Even the swans won't go in it now. Perth has nothing, let's be quite honest. Right, what about Adelaide? Adelaide's got something. Got the Glenelg tram. And a lot of lovely little old stone houses all over the place. And if you're a plonker, you go out in the hills and roll back down. Well, that's fitted in Saturday morning. Now, what's Sydney? Oh, we'll leave the best to last. I think it would be unfair to talk about Tasmania as a whole. Although someone could call it a whole, couldn't they?
Gee, Tasmania's a whole.
Oh. I don't know much about Hobart or Launceston. Brisbane, of course, has nil. Darwin, a lot of tall buildings swaying around. What has Sydney got? Well, lots. It's got the 2BL breakfast session. It's got Gary O'Callaghan.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I mean, that's it. It's got Juan Casey,
Rex Mossop.
I mean, let the list, these two personalities alone. It's got Macho Man Laws. It seems everyone's coming up with the challenges thick and fast. It's all there in black and white. All that. It doesn't talk like that normally. It's all rather worrying, really. So, what else have we got? Jeannie Little.
Bowling.
Now, as regards places, this is the Harbour Bridge. Do you know that they've decided to call it the next Arbor Day? They're going to have a little regatta on the bridge? trees. They've got the Opera House. We've got Neville Wren, haven't we? We've got your place, Tony. Little trace of smoke on Sunday mornings you burn the leaves. We've got culture, haven't we? The number of people who go to opera. That's culture, isn't it? Oh, we've got... And look at the terrain. I don't mean the XBT. You're very funny, Tony. Oh, look at that. You go north, south, or west. It's interesting. East's a little bit anticlimactic when you go a couple of miles. Oh, look, there's only one choice. Albany. It's 5:30.
Good morning. News in brief, read by Graham Connolly. President Brezhnev has launched what appears to be a new initiative to restore good relations between the Soviet Union and China. In a dispatch carried by the Soviet news agency TASS, Mr. Brezhnev said the Soviet Union did not pose any threat to China and wanted to reopen the border talks that broke down in 1979. The Deputy Liberal Party leader, Sir Philip Lynch, last night declared his full support for Mr. Fraser. Sir Philip issued a statement after a day of speculation about the likelihood of a challenge by Mr. Peacock to Mr. Fraser's leadership. Sir Philip said the statement was made with the full knowledge and concurrence of all Liberal ministers. In Thailand, an Australian woman has been sent to jail for 25 years for attempted drug trafficking. Robin Gail McTeer, 27, of Sydney, had pleaded guilty to the possession of almost 40 grams of heroin. She becomes the 20th Australian to be put behind bars in Thailand for a drug offence.
New Zealand scientists have reported that France has exploded another nuclear device at Mururoa
Atoll in the South Pacific. The Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in Wellington said a 15-kiloton bomb was exploded early Sunday morning. The leader of the new junta in the Central American nation of Guatemala has made his first address on radio and television. General Rios Montt, who took power in an apparently bloodless coup yesterday, pledged to guarantee peace and security and called on leftist guerrillas to lay down their arms. Cricket. South Africa has beaten the touring English team in a one-day match to give the home team a clean sweep in the series of three one-day matches. The American space shuttle Columbia has run into some problems. A half turn that was to make in order to point its nose to the sun was postponed after a valve in the door to the cargo hold started to malfunction. There'll be more news at 6.
Hello, Connolly.
Hello.
You know, on the subject of metrification, I cannot understand why we talk about 12,000 kilometres when, as you know, that's 12 megameters. true?
What about the micrometers? You don't call them micrometers.
That's right. But, I mean, seriously, why shouldn't it be 12 megameters?
That's right. They talk about a mountain so many thousand metres high.
Yes.
When they say 1.2 kilometres high. Oh, no, they couldn't say that, because that's distance, you know, not height. I think that's what they think about.
Could you explain the difference between distance and height? Depends which way you're going.
Or do possibly as a new...
What if the mountain was... They laid the mountain out on its side? Would it then be kilometres long high, or would it still be the amount high? See my point?
Yes. Well, that would be a new initiative, surely.
It certainly would be.
Yes.
Apart from all that?
Pretty good.
Yes?
And you?
Yes.
Good. I've built a new shack. Not to live in, to work in.
I know what it is. You've had a fight with your spouse, and that's now where you're living. It's got Fido written across the top.
Fido. The house of the dog.
The dog house.
Yes. Oh, it's a good one, too.
Is it?
Nice lining in the walls.
Yes.
It's no longer what it used to be.
Well, I think it never could be what it used to be.
No. Never?
No.
Not at all.
Except if you took a new initiative, of course, again.
That's... another new initiative again.
Oh, no, another one after that one. We already had the other one.
Yes.
This will be a third
new initiative.
Or if you like, a third new initiative.
What do you say that for?
Huh? Sir.
Yes.
That's it, then. Isn't it?
You're not... looking very good, actually.
I am. I'm losing weight, and my brain is increasing by default in size.
How could you lose weight and your brain get smaller?
Well, you could lose weight from your brain. It's happened here, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
That's a bit close to the whatever it's called.
Cerebral.
The blum.
Cerebral?
The blum.
isn't he?
Mm. Mm.
All right, I'll see you later.
Probably. 25 and a half to 6, Graham Connolly, Radio News this morning. Nice to have him back on the early morning. Why should he sleep in when we can't?
In the middle of late last night, I was sitting on a curb. I didn't know what about, but I was feeling quite disturbed. A street sweeper came whistling by. He was bouncing every step. It seemed strange how good he felt. So I asked him while he swept. He said, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that makes the day for me. I got an uncle who owns a bank. He's a self-made millionaire. He never had anyone to love, never had no one to care. He always seemed kind of sad to me, and I asked him why that was. And he told me it's because in my contract there's this clause that says it's my job to be worried after death, and that's the thing people respect in me. It's my job, but without it I'd be less than what I expect from me. Now I've been lazy most all my life, writing songs and sleeping late. And any manual labor I've done was purely by mistake. If street sweepers can smile, then I've got no right to feel upset. But sometimes I still forget, till the lights go on and the stage is set and the song is home and you feel that sweat. It's my job to be different than the rest, a reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that's a rough break for me. It's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's another reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that makes the day for me.
The ultimate art is it's my job. That's why I do it. Jimmy Buffett. It's 22 and a half to 6. This is Tibio and etc. and VLI 6 on 6090. Metal Turtles. If you want to listen on the shortwave, well, it ceases to be static. It has a certain movement about it. And, hello, if you just joined the program. No, it doesn't improve. No, you don't get used to it. No, it's not worth it. So tune out now while you can. 22 to 6. I'll give you the forecast after Steel Ice Band and Roller Coaster.
Singing the bells around the world, I've walked in the afternoon. I have danced after the pumps were closed by the bandstand under the moon. I've been drunk and I've been sober. I've been happy and I've been sad. Why there never was a tour like the one we just had. As the roller coaster rolls around, we all know it's all going up, but just watch how fast it goes.
roller coaster. And Steel Eyes Ben, 18.5 to 6. Right, the full forecast. They said they're back to France.
Good evening. I'm from the rural department. And I've played the closing for the opening. Oh, dear. I don't know what to do. Oh, played them the wrong way around, Tony. I feel quite silly. That's why I've remained in the rural department.
Mm. Well, we'll do it properly. It's 17.5 to 6.
Good evening. Well, let's hear what they say. Good evening. Well,
a lot of rain around, but not where we need it out the west. Hello to Farmer Brown at Ninkin. Warnings, flood warnings are issuant for the Kalgoa, Bukara, Birrianarra, McIntyre, Bowen and Darling rivers, all within new initiatives. Absolutely attractive, too. New South Wales has periods of rain over the eastern parts, but easing to showers later. The risk of the thunderstorms, the southeast and northeast winds moderate to fresh at times on the coast, dry in the west half with mild to warm southeast winds and lengthy sunny periods. Seas mainly slide on a low to moderate swell, and I'm having lunch with Tony today. Isn't he nice? Because he's pain. Bega 21, Cooma, Katoomba, Bathurst and Orington 15, Nara and Wollongong 22, Gosford at Newcastle 23, and Kempsey 28 degrees. Have we got an ABC office yet? It's hard to tell. Metropolitan forecast is rain periods easing to showers later in the day. The chance of a thunderstorm. We haven't had thunderstrom for a while. I rather like thunderstroms. Nordic flavour to it. Moderate to fresh southwest to southeast winds tending northeast in the afternoon. Seas mainly slight on a low to moderate swell. 22 degrees for Sydney, Liverpool 23. And in brief, when it's not so brief, is rain periods easing to showers later, the risk of a storm. So if you have a metal plate in your head, as Tony has, you don't stand around on tall buildings or golf courses. Do you realise if you became an amateur, Tony, that metal plate in your head would be an excellent ground plane for UHF? You could just drill a thing in the top and go out with an aerial on. Do you realise it? Excellent. It'd be the ideal ground plane for about 432 megahertz. Ideal, Tony. Let's say, where's your aerial? It's on my head. Where's the ground plane? It's in my head. Oh, very dexterous, from the Latin, on the right. So you should become an amateur, Tony. Can you say silly things and tell everyone where you are? Oh, you've made it. Can you talk about we instead of your singular? Plural? And talk about DBs instead of money? Oh, you've made it. Apply now. Mob of loonies. 5:45.
Good evening.
Now, at 5:45, a new initiative from Barry Humphreys.
Many people, so join me in this hymn of praise to my favourite four-letter word.
She's got nice head, and a prize herself.
It's a mystery why there's not a lot more nice folks just like me.
It's something we believe in when we go to church on Sunday.
Niceness is a deodorant and a spotless pair of undies. You may have lost your money and led a life of vice. You may be black or tinted and have naught to eat but rice. But if you clean your teeth 3 times a day, the chances are
the world will be nice to you. Yes, the world will be nice to you.
Yes, it's a send-up with the sound of music. And what's it called? The sound of what? They put a thing over it. Edna. Edna Everidge. Oh, well, I didn't see the sound of music. If you can see the sound of music. And it was niceness. It's nice to be nice, isn't he? He's a nice person. When women say women are nice, it's only because they're not attractive, isn't that? Lovely person. I'd like you to meet Susan. Lovely, good, nice personality. And you think, oh, dear. She's got thick spectacles, which she uses very cleverly on her girl guide outings to start fires with.
Adversity, or otherwise. Unfortunate figure. You know what I mean? Unfortunate. Clothes really don't terribly good on her. She's got minimal understanding of
hygiene and a speech impediment and loose teeth. But she's a very nice personality, Tony. Very nice. I mean, look, don't judge her by that. I mean, beauty's only skin deep, and you think all the time, ah, that's what niceness is. The cover-up. It's 6:10. Still, it was a nice record, wasn't it? On the other hand, you have little creatures like Sheena Easton, who not only exhibit the required dimensions and the required areas, she also looks nice. She's nice. We'd like one for home. Oh, could you deliver it, please? COD? Thank God.
Hotel room survival. Room without a view. Bedside table Bible. Throws a book at you. You can't make your mind up if you're angry or you're dumb. But you know the night before.
Easton and the calm before the storm. You take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll cattle ye before ye can see. The Highlands to meet. 7:00. From Tibia. We're having lunch today, are we, Tony? Where are we going to go for lunch, do you think? It'll be nice. A place we haven't been to before. Where'd you like to go? You are a little poo, aren't you? Yes, you are. And if you don't see me again, what will you think of that? You always feel guilty, won't you? You'll never have lunch again. You'll be sorry.
Wouldn't like to be you for nothing.
6:30. Now, you've got your little hands akimbo. Here we go. Little hands out about in front of you, about a foot apart, right? When I say go, I go. Now, wait for it. Here we go. This is for the Neanderthals of society, those that have to have a basic beat, a la block time when you're in kidney. You know what I'm talking about? Oh. Well, here's a further clue. 6:06. Are you ready?
Thank you. man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Keep that little hands going. He's got sweet Georgia Brown. Do the ham sings.
This is the national news from the ABC, read by Graham Connolly. Seas mainly slight on a low to moderate swell. Maximum temperatures, City 22, Liverpool 23. At the moment in Sydney, it's 15 degrees, 3 below normal. The relative humidity, 96%, and the barometric pressure, 1,016 and steady. The wind is from the west at 6 kilometres an hour. And the forecast for New South Wales, periods of rain over eastern parts, but easing to showers later. The risk of thunderstorms. Southeast to northeast winds, moderate to fresh at times on the coast, dry in the western half with mild to warm southeast winds and lengthy sunny periods. Next news on 2BL at 6:45, and on 2FC at 6:15. It's 6:10.
Betty Butler.
I love the yodel. For you, so I love yodel, cause it makes me merry, makes me feel so very for you, so I loved yodel, cause it makes me merry, makes me feel so very ole 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 ole
of an extra thing. Good morning, my dear. Good morning.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men follow.
weekday style. You heard it on the station, TBL. It's 6:50. The State Bank would be very pleased to see the new stickers out now. The State Bank demolishes more for you personally in their colours. Oh, dear, they'd probably feel very pleased about that. Still, they don't expect big business to have any corporate responsibility. It's like politics, it's all expediency, isn't it? Means to an end. You see, people who make decisions like that will be dead in 30 years, and they realise that. So it's only like living for the time. There's no sort of post-life responsibility for those following. The politicians are the same. They make decisions. They don't worry about the future at all. Do you? I suppose if you've got kids, you might... you might feel somewhat. But that's what happens to people, is they tend to think in the immediate time. They retire then with, obviously, retirement benefits, and then blow bubbles at the home of peace. All seems a bit wrong, doesn't it? Anyway, you'll see the stickers around the place. It's all to do with the saving of a bank building in Martin Place. I'll say no more. 16 and a half past six, 22 for City today, Liverpool 23, rain, and perhaps a storm a little later, but moisture in the air. You won't have to water your little plants, and the little snails are coming out now. And Throsby will rush home this morning and jump up and down on the poor little things. Until one day a rogue snail roars into her house and butts her to death with those little antlers, those little eyes. Probably for the snails, like it'll be a myopic one or one with poor vision. It'll keep bashing into walls and things. And you couldn't put spectacles on those, could you, Tony? They'd sort of move about a bit. Look silly with spectacles on a snail, wouldn't it? She doesn't like butterflies either. It's funny what you find out about your colleagues years later, isn't it? It's disturbing, isn't it? Like butterflies either. Poor little things. Anyway, probably this very moment there's a whole horde of snails wending their way up to the building there to see her. And Peter McCormack, her producer, will say, "Margaret, there's 300 snails here to see." She'd go away, I'm bashing up a butterfly. Pretty sad, isn't it? It's 18 past. Quite emotional when I discuss this. And poor little butterflies. Little cute things, aren't they? Well, up close they aren't as pretty, but they've got lovely wings. It's all sad, isn't it? I wonder if Throsby's husband knows about this. He might have been counselling her through this difficult stage. Oh, that's a thought. She might save the snail. Oh, I feel much better. Randy Crawford, who's still threatening to fly away one day. It's 21 and a half past six. This is Tubiel, and it's Thursday morning. Now, I'll be having a week off next week. I'm out looking for a proper job. And you think I'm joking? I wasn't even being silly again, dear. Yes, I'm not, actually. And people to see, and all that sort of jazz. And mainly doing a bit of fiddling around the house there. I like to fiddle. You know, like sleeping until 5:10 in the morning. All that sort of stuff. Going to bed, you know, at 8:45 in the evening instead of 8:30. You know, living really dangerously. Watching a bit of ABC television. Listening a bit to the Rick Weston and his waltz. All that sort of stuff. Really living. So, I don't know who's doing the program. Typically, after 10 years in this place, they never ask me. Perhaps, you know, someone I might like. I don't think I've ever been asked yet, I don't think. It's 6:22. Wonder where I should go and work next, Tony. Only change once in 10 years. I mean, it's not what you call sort of very errant, is it? You know, I don't want to die here. I'm tired of walking around corpses here. I could get a job at ABC Television. They probably wouldn't know who I was, though, would they? They'd say, who are you? So, See, actually, leaving is probably the way to get a job at ABC Television, isn't it? Don't you think? Yes, you mustn't tell the truth on radio, because the management doesn't like it. Not at this time. It's 6:23. So next week, I don't know who you'll be getting here. At all. Don't say I care too much, either. It's 6:23. Bit of rain about today. If you've got balding tyres, don't. And please slow down. The roads ain't too good. This is something which I thought is not depressing. No, it is romantic. And it's the definitive one from the album The Best Of, Frank Sinatra.
It's 2:45. There's no the lawn. So long, the long, very long. There's no one who pleases you or me.
Frank Sinatra. Of course, 6:28. Why don't I say the obvious? Newcastle have some rain, easing to showers today, in 23 degrees. Canberra, fine 20. Brisbane, fine 29. In fact, all the rest is fine. So it's Sydney and Newcastle, wetty. Canberra, 20, 29. Brisbane, wetty. Townsville, 31. Perth, 27. 19 in Hobart. What are we having for lunch, Tony? We tell you what we're having. Darwin, 29. Alice Springs, 29. You'll be sorry next week, won't you? Adelaide, 23, and Melbourne, 23 degrees. It's 6:28 in the forenoon. And you might remember a bloke called Mason Williams who started off doing commercials and then deviated somewhat. And he seems to have deviated altogether. We haven't heard from him for years and years and years. 6:29, Barack and over.
It's OPTS, O-P-T-S. Are we right for news? How was I to know? I didn't hear you tell me. See what happens when I'm...
No, we don't need an introduction here. No, we won't have an introduction.
It's 29-7. Here's the news in thing with Connolly.
Okay, in the news this morning, the Soviet Union making overtures to China to try to restore good relations. Sir Philip Lynch declares his full support for the Prime Minister. New tax avoidance measures introduced in federal parliament. An Australian woman jailed for 25 years in Thailand for attempted drug trafficking. And a fishing boat picks up 9 people from a capsized trimaran boat off Catherine Hill Bay, south of Newcastle. Details in the news at 2:15.
Thank you, Conley. Thank you. An ABC WA type recording. I assume it'll be available at the ABC shop. A Warner Communications Company. Is that what he does? Jeannie Lewis as PF. P-I-I-F. What does P-I-F stand for? Photography Institute. Something. P-I-F. Is that what it stands for? Songs and the Story. Jeannie Lewis. Milord, Milord. And it's 6:35. It's not a bit dull at the moment, isn't it? I know it's too good being so dull this time of the morning. I mean, the weather, not me necessarily. But dull. Now, you know about butterflies and the fact that Crosby doesn't like them. Little item from the Herald. The next time you see an orange and black butterfly, grab it and have a close look. It might be part of David James's research product. Mr. James, a technical officer with the Agricultural Research Station at Rydalmere, is releasing thousands of monarch and wanderer butterflies to study how they migrate. He's attached coloured tags to the butterfly. Oh, little baby tags. They'd only be little, wouldn't they? Why not little cute gumboots to butterflies? Like that... There's cartoons about the pub. You know that Ned and his Neddy? All the birds have gumboots on? Well, they have boots anyway. Anyway, he has attached coloured tags to the butterflies and so far has released 1,300. The Tidbinbilla Reserve in the Act. Next, he'll be releasing 1,000 in the Orange and 1,000 in the Southern Highlands. If you see one, I can't believe that anyone ever grabbed a butterfly and have a look at its tag. However, if you see one, note the number, tag colour, location and date, and phone Mr. James on the number written on the tag. And ring up and tell Crosby. I might release a whole lot of snails, little tags on. Cute, isn't he? Or a little T-shirt they could put over their shell for a prominent upper heels. Rah, rah, rah. 24-7. Actually, someone sent me a football thing. I have no idea which club it is. I don't want to find out either. I'm afraid it was a bit of a waste of an effort there. Nothing against it. A lovely gesture, but no. 23.5-7. Rain today, 22. Liverpool, 23.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That's no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, and they're rocks. Well, that's what they said. I don't question these things. I only played little records. 20 and a bit to 7. Well, the Rocket is in Sydney, I think, till tomorrow. Running about 10 to 12 or something today. I know the weather's not the best. It's not the easiest to photograph, but it won't happen again, as far as I can establish. And you should pop along at lunchtime and take some little photos. You could take your favourite secretary there, couldn't you? You could say, the engine is hot and steamy, isn't it? And warm.
He said, yes.
Oh, well. And, of course, don't forget, it's Heritage Week, and there are odd things, not a great deal, not an excess of things for Heritage Week, but on top of the state block, office block, is a delightful, you need to take some time, delightful exhibition of works of restoration. And you'll see some stonemasons at work, working the lovely stone, with dexterity. Ah, I'd like to have been a stonemason. Couldn't have been paid any less, could I? 19.5-7. What do you want the boy to do?
He's not a fool. He's just trying to do what is hard.
does she? Bonnie Raitt, R-A-I-T-T. I'd rate her fairly well. And what do you want the boy to do?
Send your entries to reach the ABC no later than next Thursday morning, last mail. 16 1/4 to 7.
So, rain today. Rain. 22 for Sydney, Liverpool 23. It's 15 at the moment. Winds from the west at 6 kilometres per hour. I felt very smart that I did my washing the day before yesterday. I mean, it's nice to feel mildly smart. Yesterday, if you did your washing, they'd remain washed and washed and washed. But it's been so humid recently that the washing I did the day before yesterday is still yet to dry. So I left a sign in the basket this morning, dry or else. And they know what that means. Yes. It's 15 1/2 to 7. Thursday. We get paid this week, do we? Oh, we really get paid this week, don't we? Parliament sits today from 10 o'clock, which means a lesser program for Throsby. It's House of Representatives through until 10 tonight, when Ian Neil will appear. And so there you are. That means to ruin the programming for ABC Radio again. Perhaps we could close Triple J down and put Parliament and Sport on that. That's not so silly, is it? What a good idea. What a brilliant idea. Oh, I feel renewed. Little light bulb went over my head, and we need the power, don't we? 6:45.
This is the national news from the ABC, read by Graham Connolly.
And the forecast for New South Wales. Periods of rain over eastern parts, but easing to showers later. The risk of thunderstorms, southeast to northeast winds, moderate to fresh at times on the coast, dry in the western half with mild to warm southeast winds and vaguely sunny periods. Seas slight on a low to moderate swell. Next news on 2BL at 7:45. It's now 7 o'clock.
It's here and available to you. To the person who removed half their batteries from the radio to save power, hello!
It's 7:30. Someone did that. They're not listening at the moment.
There's some strange people in this world. Because we should encourage strange people because it makes you and me appear brighter, you see? Not me, anyway. Well.
Cool, clear water. We've got a stock market report over here.
We have.
And it must be the original from Frankie Lane.
Well, Francis, I must read you a funny story. It's out of People magazine. Sooty, a 15-year-old tomcat of Rotherham, Yorkshire, is a super domesticated cat. He's given up kitty litter and the garden for the loo. When Sooty wants to spend a penny, he dashes to the toilet, lifts the lid, and sits on the seat. Says his owner, Carol, who's 15, at about the same age. It started 2 years ago when Sooty found a potty in the bathroom. He sniffed it, sat on it, and did a wee. It took him only 6 months after that to work out what happens on the loo.
Proper. When we found him sitting on the seat one day,
the family all fell out laughing. At his age, he hates going outside, so now he can stay inside all the time. He goes and sits on the loo. Oh, dear. Well, that's dexterity, isn't it? And the family's taken up the kitty litter. Oh, well, it's all to do with territory, isn't it?
We're all territorial.
7:07. And, I understand with the rain, there are a few problems around, but the trains first are on time. Southern Aurora of 10:04, Spirit of Progress at 7:02, Brisbane Limited 7:30, and 5:09 for the Gold Coast Motor Rail. Suburban train slipping about a bit, slip. And the planes, well, I don't know where they slip, I suppose they'd slip a bit on the tarmac, wouldn't they? Briefly. And the traffic.
Oh, slip, bang, bang, bang. Oh dear, what an expensive hobby.
Parramatta Road is flooded at the Granville level crossing.
and Victoria Road is underwater. We just came in Marsden Road at Ermington, under the bridge of West Ryde, and near the psychiatric hospital at Gladesville. Does that mean the exact reason they get to work on some of them? They're doing the postnatal course there, aren't they? Advanced blocks. So, Parramatta Road is flooded at the Granville level crossing, and Victoria Road is underwater at the intersection of Marsden Road at Ermington. Is that near Marsfield, is it? It isn't.
You don't know, Tony. You do not.
It's at the Marsden Road at Ermington, under the railway bridge at West Ryde.
I know that one.
If you come over here and you go under the railway bridge, it's just the near there, isn't it? And in the psychiatric hospital at Gladesville. And you've got written here, hello to my relatives, from Tony. Traffic lights out, King George's Road and Stony Creek Road, Beverly Hills, Windsor Road, Junction Road and Linton Street, Borkham Hills, and Elizabeth Street and Bathurst Street in the city. And the ferries, because of the breakdown of the Hydrofoil Long Reef, some of these manly things are not running this morning. Apparently you can get the ferry right up to Martin Place this morning, which is rather pleasant, so you need to walk. These ones are not running. The Hydrofoil from Manly. 7:40, 8:29, 10 and 10:50. That's 7, 20 to 8, 20 past 8, 9 o'clock, 10 and 10:50, which means, of course, executives simply won't come in today, will they? Pleasant. The higher up the ladder you go, the less you do. One day someone's going to grab the ladder and invert it and slide the pants off and move it. It's 10 past. What's happened to the stocks? Hello? They're waiting on late information. What's a possible alternative to that explanation? They forgot? Hmm? 7:10. Oh, it's only stocks and shares. We should drop it, shouldn't we? Only for that funny bloke at Pimble. It's 10:10. So good for you. The album is out now for, it's been out here just a little while. Dennis Waterman. So good for you. I don't think it's an ego trip when he sings that. I think it really indicates that he has something to offer. It's not 8:30 past 7. The improvement in the price of gold continued in London overnight. When the gold market closed, the price of the bullion was $332 American an ounce, a rise of $2.50, taking the increase since last week to over $20 an ounce. On the money market, the value of the pound rose slightly in London, but the rise in the American dollar throughout Europe was halted on the value of the currency dropped marginally. The Australian dollar sterling mid rate was quoted at $1.71. We didn't get the information of trading on the Australian shares on London since it's not been received, so we won't give that to you. Finally, early trading in New York shows the stocks making only a modest gain after good rises earlier in the week. Stocks and shares. I'd say umbrellas will be up today, 7:40.
In the morning, when the moon is red, he will find me at the time I love this. Watching rainbows play on sunlight.
Well, that's about it, I'd say. Conditions seem to have tuttled now. Sun's coming up. And the last little bit of that came from VLI, 1 kilowatt from Sydney on 6090 kilohertz. And most of the rest was on the 2BL frequency, 702. Mostly off the Phi sievers and some off the Cation sievers on wide, and occasionally put it onto narrow for better results. So there we are, the 2BL breakfast show logged on this day.